This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, March 6, 2024. I'm J.J. Mullis, and this is Hardy Midday. Good afternoon. In the news across the heartland today, strong thunderstorms moved through just before midnight and then after midnight. The strong thunderstorms moved from the west to the east, bringing heavy downpours and frequent lightning. The lightning did cause some problems as there were some power outages reported in Hardy County and some disruption to residential and commercial telephone customers. Some of those outages continue today. The telephone companies tell us they are working to correct the problem and all the outages should be corrected by this evening. And staying on the subject of weather right now, we did speak with our weather partners at WFLA Channel 8. We talked to Lee Spann a little earlier this morning.
I know we had that line of powerful thunderstorms moving through overnight. However, we still have the chance for some scattered showers to pop up during the day today. So I'll give this fantastic scale today about a 6. We will see some breaks in the clouds. Temperatures will be a little bit cooler than the past few days. We're going to stay in the upper 70s. So as far as those rain chances, again, they'll sort of pop up at any point during the day, mostly tapering off in the evening. We'll call it about a 40% chance today. It's cloudy overnight. And there may even be a couple of pre-dawn sprinkles tomorrow morning before the drier air starts moving in. So you can see that the humidity does drop a little bit for Thursday and especially for Friday, but that pops right back up on Saturday and Sunday and ahead of another cold front that's really going to drop our humidity and temperatures for next week. So let's look at those rain chances. Today it's 40%. We're basically dry for Thursday and Friday, only about a 20% chance on Saturday. It's a 50% rain chance on Sunday as that cold front comes through. And I do think that's going to be in the first half of the day. So even the second half of the day on Sunday, you'll start to notice that drier, cooler air. And temperatures will return to not only average, but a little bit below average for early next week.
And that is Lee Spann from our weather partners at WFLA Channel 8 in Tampa Bay. And we'll give you a more detailed local weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. And now from Polk County, the Polk County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Grady Judd, has announced a record number of arrests made in an undercover human trafficking investigation during a Tuesday press conference. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, Operation March Sadness targeted suspects associated with human trafficking, prostitution, and other crimes. Stacy DeSilva has more.
Sheriff Grady Judd is calling this Operation March Sadness, the latest prostitution sting of many he's done over the years. He says this was a record number of arrests. This time, his deputies arrested 150 suspects for charges related to seeking out or trying to meet up with a prostitute. That includes a school teacher, coaches, and active duty military members. Of the 66 people arrested for trying to commit prostitution themselves, again, 13 were identified as possible victims.
In 1 year, we have identified 58 potential victims of human trafficking in 1 year with these operations. What's significant about that? That is the most ever we've been able to identify. Oh, it's a low-level misdemeanor, and these aren't violent people. These people had a previous history of 2,038 arrests. Did you hear what I said? He's a staff sergeant in the Air Force. He came for sex. And he said, well, he's done this before about 6 months ago. Well, he doesn't learn very fast.
Notably, there were no arrests involving people committing human trafficking, people trying to profit off selling sex. I'm told that is the next phase of this investigation. Reporting live in Polk County, I'm Stacy DeSilva, 8 on your side.
And before the conclusion of the press conference, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd set aside from the suspects who were committing sex crimes, a pair of teenage brothers from Pasco County were arrested for planning to rob an undercover detective who was posed as a prostitute.
They were dressed all in black. They had their face covered. When we took them down at their car, they had a BB gun that looked like a real gun. That could have gone really bad for them.
The teens have been identified by the Polk County Sheriff's Department as Omar Najjar and Caleb Najjar, both brothers from Wesley Chapel in Pasco County. Both brothers are being held at the Juvenile Detention Center in Polk County. A Charlotte County car chase ends with two arrested. A crane was needed to pick up a smashed car and debris off the highway after Florida Highway Patrol troopers say the driver crashed near the Tucker's Great exit off I-75 in Charlotte County. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, the driver of a 2019 Dodge Charger was speeding recklessly at a high rate of speed while heading southbound on I-75. When highway troopers attempted a traffic stop, the driver fled the scene and eventually crashed the car off the shoulder of the road near mile marker 148 north of Bayshore Road. The trooper was not injured in the chase and the crash. The patrol car was heavily damaged. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, both drivers and the passenger have been arrested and were transported to the Charlotte County Jail. And in national news, Nikki Haley has dropped out of the 2024 presidential race after voters across the country made their voices heard loud and clear on Super Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump easily defeated Haley for the former governor of South Carolina in more than a dozen states, taking his most significant step towards the 2024 Republican nomination. Haley did defeat Trump in at least one contest, winning the primary in Vermont, but it just clearly wasn't enough. Former President Donald Trump has come out hard against illegal immigration into this country. Mike Rogers, former FBI agent, says when Trump talks about the border, people are listening.
So when you look at the border, the numbers here, it's the number one issue by far. And closely associated with that is crime. They're not going to change that. Crime is going to get worse. As a former FBI agent working organized crime in Chicago, I can tell you if you look at the numbers of the people who are coming over that we don't know who they are, but we're finding out because they're committing crimes, we're starting to realize that there's a higher percentage than normal of these folks who are criminals before they got here. They're beating up police officers, raping a girl in Virginia, killing that poor woman in Georgia. This is going to get worse. It's not going to get better. There's nothing that they can do. The Democrats put that toothpaste back in the tube. And the only real solutions to actually get at it are coming from Republicans. So we're seeing independents, even soft Democrats, drifting over into our camp on this. I can't do that. It's anecdotal, but I just talked to someone who is a local Democrat elected official who said, when that curtain closes behind me, I'm going to be voting for Republicans this year because of the border. That tells you how important this issue has become, even in a state like Michigan. Same on the economy. Matter of fact, University of Michigan came out and said the most expensive vehicle to operate in 2024 is your shopping cart. I mean, it's $950 a month more. We're done. I think they're saying we're done. And that's why these issues are lining up so perfectly for where Republicans have been and will be continuing through the election.
And that was former FBI agent Mike Rogers speaking to us from our news affiliate, USA Radio News. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a look at your weather forecast for Wauchula and all of Hardy County. Still to come here on Hardy Midday, we have the weather report, your agri news, farm news, business report, and sports report. It's all straight ahead right here on Hardy Midday.
Whether you're buying or refinancing, you've got to find yourself a good mortgage company. Lenders are a dime a dozen these days, so it's hard to know who to work with. First National Bank of Wauchula is the local name to trust. We are easy to work with and will work to get you the best rate possible. If you are looking for a 30-year fixed rate or a custom non-conforming home loan, we can help. Give us a call at 863-773-4136. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Punta Gorda's Downtown Hoedown returns March 7th, featuring country greats, the Kentucky Headhunters, and the amazing Little Texas. Thursday evening, March 7th, on the waterfront at Lashley Park in Punta Gorda. To order your tickets, call 800-514-ETIX. That's 800-514-3849, or buy online at puntagordaconcerts.com. Remember, puntagordaconcerts.com.
And welcome back to Hardy Midday. I'm J.J. Bullis. Your weather across Hardy County right now. Your relative humidity is 89%. Barometric pressure is 29.93 inches and steady. And your weather forecast for Wauchula and all of Hardy County for this Wednesday looks like this. Showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy today with a high of around 81. West winds will be around 15 miles per hour. There could be some gusts up to 22 miles per hour. Your chance of rain here in Hardy County is at 60%. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers or a thunderstorm, mainly before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy overnight, low of 63. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 83. No chance of rain mentioned tomorrow, so we're entering a little bit drier period. For Thursday night, mostly cloudy, overnight low of 62, so it'll be slightly cooler tomorrow night as where the low this morning was around 70. For Friday, partly sunny, few clouds, but warm. Daytime high up to 86, and it looks like dry again on Saturday, but warm. Next chance of rain looks like it's going to move in on Sunday, but we'll give you all the details on that as it gets closer. There's your weather forecast for Wauchula and all of Hardy County. Now here's your agri news.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Farm dogs play a special role on the farm, serving a variety of roles, including herding livestock, guarding property, and even assisting with daily chores. In 2024, Georgia Farm Bureau is on a mission to highlight a few of our furry heroes through the 2024 Georgia Farm Dog Contest. For details, go to the Georgia Farm Bureau website at gfb.org. Be sure to enter your pup by May 1st. The National FFA developed this week's Next Gen Conference to give high school students from around the country an opportunity to explore a variety of career paths before graduation. This year, Agricultural Communications will engage high school students with hands-on sessions, roundtables, and tours to explore emerging trends, issues, and opportunities in the field of ag communications. This year's Next Gen Conference in Dallas wraps up tomorrow. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller announced his commitment to providing support to the state's producers as they deal with the aftermath of a devastating wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has burned through almost 1,700 square miles of land, making it the largest in Texas since 1988. Miller says over 85% of the state's cattle population is located in the Panhandle. Disaster declarations have been made in 60 counties.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And now here is Haley Shipp.
With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. It's a statement that we hear a lot here in the agricultural world, and that is, we are not getting any younger. For the American farmer, it's true, kind of. It is true that the average age of a farmer or a rancher here in the U.S. of A. is getting older, according to the latest Census of Agriculture. The average age of all U.S. farm producers in 2022 was 58.1 years, that is, up 0.6 years from 2017, continuing a long-term trend of aging in the U.S. producer population. But we are actually seeing an uptick in the number of young producers in the industry. Let's look at the breakdown. Well, the number of producers between the ages of 35 to 64 declined 9%. The number of producers 65 and over increased 12%. The number of young producers, that is those under 35, also increased slightly, up by 3.9%. What's more, the number of beginning farmers, so that is those who have farmed for 10 or fewer years, increased as well, with over 1 million beginning producers counted in the 2022 Census of Agriculture. The Census of Ag is a complete count of U.S. farms and ranches and the people who operate them. It's conducted every 5 years.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
All right, thank you so much, Haley. And now here's a look at your business report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The Biden administration is putting a limit on what banks can charge for late credit card payments. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized a rule Tuesday to limit late payment fees, a move the agency says will reduce the typical fee by 75%. Boeing and its largest union opened talks on Friday, seeking the first new contract in 16 years as the U.S. plane maker grapples with its ongoing 737 MAX safety crisis and after big gains by workers in other sectors of the economy. Production at Tesla's electric vehicle plant in Germany came to a standstill, and workers were evacuated Tuesday after a power outage that officials suspected was caused by arson. Target is launching a new paid membership that comes with some extra perks, including unlimited same-day delivery. The retailer announced Tuesday it would expand its existing Target Circle program. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
All right, thank you so much, Bill. And now here's your SRN Sports Report.
The Indiana Pacers get balanced scoring in a win at Dallas against the Mavericks.
Miles Turner scored 20, Tyrese Halliburton 19 and 11 assists. The Indiana Pacers defeated the Dallas Mavericks 137-120. Pacers took control in the third, outscoring the Mavs 32-18 and never looked back. Pacers had nine players in double figures, including five reserves, as their bench outscored the Mavs 69-32. Luka Doncic had his fourth consecutive triple-double for the Mavs, 39 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. Kyrie Irving had 23, P.J. Washington 20. Bob Stevens, Dallas.
Other winners included Orlando, New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami, Cleveland, Brooklyn, Houston, and Phoenix. Major League Baseball, the Oakland Athletics and their design teams released renderings of the club's planned $1.5 billion stadium in Las Vegas that show five overlapping layers with a similar look to the famous Sydney Opera House. In the NHL, the New York Islanders extend their winning streak by rallying past the St. Louis Blues.
The Islanders scored the last four goals in their fourth consecutive win, 4-2, over the Blues. Bo Horvat snapped a 2-2 tie 55 seconds into the third period, and Matt Barzal added an empty netter. Kyle Palmieri and J.G. Pageot tied the game by scoring 5:15 apart in the second period, helping New York pull within 4 points of a playoff berth. Ilya Sorokin turned back 19 shots and blanked St. Louis after Jordan Kyrou beat him 8.5 minutes into the second period. Joel Hofer made 29 saves for the Blues. I'm Jane Ferry.
Other winners were Pittsburgh, Florida, Edmonton, Seattle, Montreal, Chicago, Vancouver, and Dallas. Men's top 25 college basketball winners included number 3 Purdue, 7th-ranked North Carolina, 13th-ranked Auburn, number 14 Kansas, 24th-ranked South Florida, and number 25 Dayton. This is SRN Sports.
And there you have it. Another edition of Hardy Midday right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. I'm J.J. Mullis. Hardy Midday is sponsored by our good friends at Hardy County's hometown bank, First National Bank of Wauchula. They've been serving Hardy County since 1960. None of those out-of-town banks are so uniquely aware of the needs of the citizens of Hardy County like First National Bank of Wauchula. They've been doing it since 1960. First National Bank of Wauchula is located at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or you can visit them online anytime at fnbwauchula.com. Join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for Hardy Midday. Have a great day, everyone.
For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.